学英语修订本听力第三册第六课
Lesson 17, Investigation and Interview. 1. Part A, Micro-Listening.
Sentence Structure, Subjunctive Mood. Drill 1. In this part, you will hear 5 sentences. For each sentence you hear, there is a question written for you. Read the question carefully, and then write yes or no in the blank.Example, we wouldn't have come back if the baby hadn't got sick.
Did the baby get sick?
1. If they'd left earlier, they wouldn't have missed the plane. 2. If Bill had had your address, he would have written you. 3. I wish this rain would stop.4. If Peter weren't so mean, he would lend you the disc. 5. If only it were cooler.
Drill 2. You will hear 5 statements. Listen carefully and choose the answer which is closest in meaning to the statement you hear.
1. Mary wishes physics were interesting.
2. If it hadn't been so late, I would have called you.
3. Tom should have bought the new car.
4. Alan should have gone to work yesterday, but he was ill.
5. I would buy a record player if I had more money with me.Part B, Macro Listening. Dialogue 1. Did you see the attacker?
Exercise 1. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to each question you hear. Last night, at 9:18, Mr. Snow, the director of a school, was walking from his office to his car when he was attacked from behind.The attacker hit Mr. Snow on the head. The police think the attacker was a student, maybe a girl student. The police are going to interview every student in the school. A policeman interviewed Mr. Snow at the hospital.
Now, Mr. Snow, what can you remember about the attack?
Well, I was working late yesterday evening.
What time did you leave your office?
About 9:15.
Are you sure?
Oh, yes. I looked at my watch.
What did you do then?
Well, I locked the door, and I was walking to my car when somebody hit me on the head.
Did you see the attacker?
No. He was wearing a stocking over his head.
Tell me, Mr. Snow, how did you break your leg?
Well, when they were putting me into the ambulance, they dropped me.
Question number 1. Where did the incident take place?
Question number 2. Why did the attacker hit Mr. Snow?
Question number 3. How was Mr. Snow attacked?
Question number 4. Where was the conversation held?
Question number 5.Why couldn't Mr. Snow see the attacker's face? Exercise 2. Listen to the dialogue again and complete the following to reconstruct the story. Last night, at 9:18, Mr. Snow, the director of a school, was walking from his office to his car when he was attacked from behind. The attacker hit Mr. Snow on the head. The police think the attacker was a student, maybe a girl student. The police are going to interview every student in the school. A policeman interviewed Mr. Snow at the hospital.
Now, Mr. Snow, what can you remember about the attack?
Well, I was working late yesterday evening.
What time did you leave your office?
About 9:15.
Are you sure?
Oh, yes. I looked at my watch.
What did you do then?
Well, I locked the door, and I was walking to my car when somebody hit me on the head.
Did you see the attacker?
No. He was wearing a stocking over his head.
Tell me, Mr. Snow, how did you break your leg?
Well, when they were putting me into the ambulance, they dropped me.
Dialogue 2. What qualifications have you got?
Exercise 1. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
Catherine has just left school and she wants to find a job. She and her mother have come to speak to the careers advisory officer.
Come in. Please take a seat. I'm the careers officer. You're Kathy, aren't you?
That's right. This is Catherine Hunt, and I'm her mother.
How do you do, Mrs. Hunt? Hello, Catherine.
Hello. Pleased to meet you.
And you'd like some advice about choosing a career?
Yes, she would. Wouldn't you, Catherine?
Yes, please.
Well, just let me ask a few questions to begin with. How old are you, Catherine?
She's 19. Well, she's almost 19.
And what qualifications have you got?
Well, qualifications from school, of course. Very good results she got. And she got certificates for ballet and for playing the piano.
Is that what you're interested in, Catherine? Dancing and music?
Well,
ever since she was a little girl, she's been very keen on music and dancing. She ought to be a music teacher or something. She's quite willing to train for a few more years to get the right job, aren't you, Catherine?
Well, if it's a good idea.
There you are. You see, she's a good girl, really. A bit lazy and disorganized sometimes, but she's very bright. I'm sure the careers officer will have lots of jobs for you.
Well, I'm afraid it's not as easy as that. There are many young people these days who can't find the job they want.
I told you, Catherine. I told you you shouldn't wear that dress. You have to look smart to get a job these days.
I think she looks very nice. Mrs. Hunt, will you come into the other office for a moment and look at some of the information we have there? I'm sure you'd like to see how we can help young people.
Yes, I'd love to. Mind you, I think Catherine would be a nice teacher. She could work with young children.
All right, but I'm afraid there's a lot of competition.
Question number 1. What is the careers advisory officer's job?
Question number 2. Which of the following tells us the main idea of the dialogue?
Question number 3. What did Mrs. Hunt think would be the most unfavorable factor in Catherine's job application?
Question number 4. Which of the following is not appropriate to describe Mrs. Hunt's character?
Question number 5. Which of the following can't be inferred from the dialogue?
Exercise 2. Listen to the dialogue again and complete the following to reconstruct the story.
Catherine has just left school and she wants to find a job. She and her mother have come to speak to the careers advisory officer.
Come in. Please take a seat. I'm the careers officer. You're Kathy, aren't you?
That's right. This is Catherine Hunt, and I'm her mother.
How do you do, Mrs. Hunt? Hello, Catherine.
Hello. Pleased to meet you.
And you'd like some advice about choosing a career?
Yes, she would. Wouldn't you, Catherine?
Yes, please.
Well, just let me ask a few questions to begin with. How old are you, Catherine?
She's 19. Well, she's almost 19.
And what qualifications have you got?
Well, qualifications from school, of course. Very good results she got. And she got certificates for ballet and for playing the piano.
Is that what you're interested in, Catherine? Dancing and music?
Well,
ever since she was a little girl, she's been very keen on music and dancing. She ought to be a music teacher or something. She's quite willing to train for a few more years to get the right job, aren't you, Catherine?
Well, if it's a good idea.
There you are. You see, she's a good girl, really. A bit lazy and disorganized sometimes, but she's very bright. I'm sure the careers officer will have lots of jobs for you.
Well, I'm afraid it's not as easy as that. There are many young people these days who can't find the job they want.
I told you, Catherine. I told you you shouldn't wear that dress. You have to look smart to get a job these days.
I think she looks very nice. Mrs. Hunt, will you come into the other office for a moment and look at some of the information we have there? I'm sure you'd like to see how we can help young people.
Yes, I'd love to. Mind you, I think Catherine would be a nice teacher. She could work with young children.
All right, but I'm afraid there's a lot of competition.
This is the end of Lesson 17.
Be concluded from the dialogue.